hello, listeners, and welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, and I've got an hour of great bluegrass music lined up for you, which I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. In recent programs, I've been digging into my supply of vinyl albums, and I've just decided that it's easy enough to play them in the studio, and I am really enjoying finding some of the music that I really used to love to listen to back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, etc. And we're going to start off today's show with an album, Buck White and the Down Homers, and this was one of my favourites for a long time. It came out on the County label, County 735. Buck White on mandolin and vocals with his daughters Sharon White and Cheryl White playing guitar and bass and singing, Pat White, Buck's wife, doing vocals, and they had Kenny Baker on fiddle and Jack Hicks on banjo, and they're a real family band. You might have heard them a little bit later doing music for the movie Oh Brother Where Art Thou. They were ideal for that, but they're ideal for just listening to. We're going to hear a couple of tracks in today's program. I think we'll start off with one of my favorites. It's one called Sandyland, which just has a lovely bounce to it. But all the music on this album is just lovely, and they have that magic sound. Of course, they became part of the Skaggs family of bluegrass music. Yes, they became part of it when Ricky Skaggs married into the family. You can hear them quite often these days, but let's listen to them playing Sandyland.
If you want to see a handsome man, go with me to Sandyland. He'll play that fiddle while you clap your hands. Everybody's happy in Sandyland.
Isn't that a lovely tune? That was the Buck White and the Down Home folks, or the White family. Buck White playing that lovely mandolin style that he's got. Okay, we'll hear from them just a little bit later on, but let's hear Grasstown now from the album The Other Side of Town. Steve Gully, the late Steve Gully, doing guitar and lead vocals. Alan Bybee, mandolin and doing vocals. Phil Ledbetter on resonating guitar. Jason Davis on banjo, and Travis Greer on bass and baritone vocals, and Stuart Duncan guesting on fiddle. And they make a great band, I tell you. And we're going to hear from them the title track of the album, The Other Side of Town. Here's Grasstown.
I always knew she wanted the finer things in life, all the things I never could afford. But she's not the kind to settle for anything less, but she knows I can't give her any more. So I I guess that's why she's leaving, with a suitcase in her hand, running me down as she's walking out the door. Said she knows there's a better life on the other side of town. Maybe there she'll find just what she's looking for.
On the other side of town, on the right side of the tracks,
she swore the day she drove away, she's never coming back.
But if things don't work out with the new life she's found, I'll be waiting on the other side of town.
Best to please her, but she only wanted more than I could give in a factory worker's wage. No, I don't really blame her. I know what it's like to be trapped like an old dog in a cage. If only I had recognized the problem from the start, there's a chance that I'd be holding her right now. But instead, I'm just lying here alone in my dreams, while she's living hers on the other side of town.
On the other side of town, on the right side of the tracks,
she swore the day she drove away, she's never coming back. But if things don't work out with the new life she's found, I'll be waiting on the other side of town. I'll be waiting on the other side of town.
That was Grass Town, and that was Alan Bybee singing the lead vocals in that one. Let's hear the Whites again with an old country song called Making Believe.
Making believe that you still love me.
Somebody's love,
you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you and making believe.
Somebody's love,
you'll never be mine. making believe. I'll spend my lifetime loving you and making believe. Loving you and making believe.
Buck White and the Down Home Folks, or the Whites as they later became known, and playing some of their wonderful music, the family music that was featured on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou album. But you see them with a lot of the Skaggs family programs, and they do a great job of playing music. Oh, we're going to hear another family band. Really, it's from the album Michael Cleveland, Tall Fiddler, and it's a song called High Lonesome Sound, written by Peter Rowan, and it's Michael Cleveland playing with the Traveling Mercuries, Ronnie McCoury doing the lead vocal and mandolin, Jason Carter on harmony vocal and fiddle, Alan Bartram on harmony vocal and bass, Cody Kilby on guitar, Rob McCoury on banjo, and of course Michael Cleveland playing fiddle. Here we are with the song High Lonesome Sound.
Get your mama, get your papa, get your sister, get your brother. Ain't Lucy gonna show up the junk? How to do the do-si-do while the kissing cousin chasing chicken until the break of dawn? Y'all come with one another just to do a little picking. Everybody now gather around. Campfire burning it tonight. My heart's yearning for the sound of the old campground. It's that high, lonesome sound when that evening sun goes down. When I hear a fiddle play that high lonesome sound. Yeah, come on over, baby. Now I'm sure we're gonna have some fun enjoying the country view. There's tone tap and syncopated music playing loud, and the girls are looking mighty pretty too. Look at old Grandpappy, he's a feeling kinda snappy. It seems like he just don't care. Fatty's over 93, he's spry as you or me, just dancing to the music in the air. It's that high, lonesome sound when that evening sun goes down. We're gonna dance right off the ground when I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. And the banjo's right in tune. The bull fiddle slapping rhythm. Saw a little jam. That's the way my bros hit Uncle Pintard in the play, riding on the back of a mule. Hear a fiddle play that high lonesome sound. When I hear a fiddle play that high lonesome sound.
Oh, what a great tune. High Lonesome Sound. That was Michael Cleveland with the Travelling Mercuries playing a song written by Peter Rowan there, and lots of Bill Monroe fiddle licks and all sorts of good stuff going on there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing you some of the music I love, some of it from my collection of CDs and some of it from my collection of vinyl albums, which I've started to go through, and I keep looking at them and thinking, man, this brings back some memories. I love the music on this, and we're hearing a few of those on this show. But next, what I need to tell you about is the sponsors of our show. Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass Music. They have a big music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand, and anything to do with playing music you can find at Shearer's Music Works. Instruments, range of Martin guitars, Deering banjos, and right down to entry-level instruments. There's fiddles and ukuleles and keyboards and drums and strings and straps and stands and all the other things that begin with S that you need to play music. Go and see Shearer's. All the assistants are musicians, and they'll certainly help you out when you go and talk to them. And I really appreciate them sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. With that last track and with what I've picked out to play next, turning into a slightly fiddle-oriented show, which suits me fine. An album, Hunter Berry, fine fiddle player. We've heard him with Rhonda Vincent and The Rage since the early 2000s, and he does an excellent job of playing both old-timey and bluegrass fiddle. And here he is from the album Wow Baby, playing an Arthur Smith tune, and he's got some pretty stellar helpers. Tony Rice on guitar, Doyle Lawson on mandolin, Ronnie Stewart on banjo, Darren Vincent on bass, and Hunter Berry is playing fiddle in this old tune called Fiddler's Dream. Have a listen. Fine fiddle playing there from Hunter Berry and a stellar band of excellent performers who couldn't probably put a note in the wrong place if they tried. you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I love digging into some of my albums and finding out where they were made and how they were made and how they were put together. Anyone who's listened to more than a couple of my programs will know that I'm a big fan of the Stanley Brothers, and in particular Ralph Stanley and Carter Stanley had a magic duet together. And yet they had some terribly hard times as a bluegrass band, where they just worked every possible opportunity they could scratch together a living. And they did a lot of recording. They did live radio shows, and they often recorded their albums in some of those shows. There's a whole lot of information on this album, which is called Long Journey Home, but this is from a single recording sessions where recording just material that they were doing in shows, really. This whole recording was done with just Ralph on banjo, Carter on guitar, and George Shuffler on guitar. And just a three-piece band, a little bit of singing, and they've got some songs on there you're not going to hear anywhere else. And I've picked out a song to play. It's I'll Be True to the One I Love. This is Carter Stanley singing. It's an old Jimmy Davis song, and the Stanleys sort of picked on songs that just were generally listened to by all sorts of people, so they had a very wide range of music. And this is a great song from them, 1964, minimalist Stanley Brothers, I'll Be True to the One I Love, from Carter Stanley.
Now come and kiss me goodbye or you leave me. Come and sit by my side one more time. Though your love may belong to another, in my heart, dear, you'll always be mine. Here's a ring on my hand, just a plain golden band. May I keep it as a token of our love. As the years come and go, till my hair's white as snow, I'll be true to the one that I love. You may leave me behind you forever. You may lay me beneath the cold clay. Just remember, little darling, you'll never find a friend like you're leaving here today. You remember the day when the parson did say you belong to the one you love best. And you broke my heart when you said we must part. Now the angels can tell you the rest. Do you remember the day when that parson did say you belong to the one you love best? You broke my poor heart when you said we must part. Now the angels can tell you the rest.
Well, that was the Stanley Brothers with a very basic recording there, and my apologies for the dropouts on that track. That occasionally happens with some CDs, and I tried a couple of times to see if we got a better version of it, and we didn't, so you'll just have to put up with the dropouts. Please don't send a message to the radio station, or they'll seriously tell me off for allowing something with dropouts to be there. That's what happens with some of our old music. You'll might also hear some strange noises coming off some of the vinyl that I play, or the clicks and the hisses from being overused in the early days. The first time I heard Laurie Lewis was when I was visiting a friend of mine, Tom Henderson, in Tampa, Florida. And I'd made a couple of visits, three visits to Tampa over the years. I'd started writing to Tom right in the mid-60s, or he'd written to me, and we'd set up a friendship, and I visited him in 1971, and then we visited as a family in 1990, and that was the first place I heard Laurie Lewis, and since then I've had a lifetime appreciation for the music of Laurie Lewis. And Tom played me a TV clip of her and a couple of her albums. He had a huge record collection, and also did a radio show and ran the Bluegrass Parlor, and had the Bluegrass Parlor band and a jam session at the Bluegrass Parlor and a radio show, all sorts of things. He's a real bluegrass man, and I love him for it. He taught me a lot about this sort of thing, and I just love the music of Laurie Lewis. And so from a vinyl LP, Restless Rambling Heart, that came out in about 1986, I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first one is going to be the first song I ever heard, I'm Going to Be the Wind, and Laurie Lewis is doing the lead and harmony vocals and playing fiddle. Tim O'Brien is a mandolin player and doing harmony vocals, Greg Townsend on guitar, and Mac McCormick on banjo. And here's the song, I'm Going to Be the Wind.
All my life I've been a blade of grass, in the wind, or like the stubborn tree, I've let the wind shape me. But now I'm feeling bold, and I've let go my hold, and I'll not be a blade of grass again. Oh, oh, I'm gonna be the wind. I'll be the wind. I can wear the mountain down, and I'll be the wind of hope. I can lift you off the ground.
So I was very impressed with that song of hers, and I just thought that is a lovely way to play bluegrass music, and I've been listening to her music ever since. Time we heard a little bit of Grasstown again. This has got a miserable title, but it's a pretty good song. Sorrow Ain't Far Behind, Grasstown.
Came walking through the door. In fact, infatuation. We've all been there before. I've played the game so many times I should have had you. When you think it's too good to be true, sorrow ain't far behind. I thought I'd seen it all, but you know love is blind. If you think you got a plan, then enjoy it while you can. Sorrow ain't far behind. When it does, there's nothing you can do. Sorrow ain't far behind. I thought I'd seen it all, but you know love is blind. If you think you got a plan, then enjoy it while you can. Sorrow ain't far behind. You know love is blind. If you think you got a plan, then enjoy it while you can. Cause sorrow ain't far behind. Call sorrow ain't far behind.
That's the band Grass Town, and that was Steve Gully singing lead there, Sorrow Ain't Far Behind. We've been fortunate here in New Zealand to have visits from a band called the Sonoran Dogs, based in Arizona, really. Mark Miracle and Peter McLaughlin are the core of that band, and Peter McLaughlin has recorded lots and lots of excellent music, part of the Laurie Lewis band. He's recorded with Sonoran Dogs, he's recorded with his brother Dave McLaughlin, as they've played music together ever since they were kids, and he's recorded by himself or with friends, and he has a wonderful album called The Cliffs of Vermilion, and lovely songs on this album, and he's using all sorts of his friends playing music with him, and this song, first song that I picked, is one called The Cliffs of Vermilion, and Peter is playing lead vocal and guitar. Laurie Lewis is helping him out on harmony vocal and bass, and Chris Brashear is doing a harmony vocal and guitar. And it's a lovely song written by Jean Zask. And I'll let you listen to Peter McLaughlin and The Cliffs of Vermilion.
Thank you. my true love standing, leaning on the windowsill, staring out across the foothills at the blue mist hanging still, while the honey dust of the morning went sifting down that way, on the cliffs of Vermilion where my heart will always stay. Well, I got my horse and my Winchester, and I got my mandolin, and a hell of a good reason to pass that way again. I don't know how I got here, and I sure ain't gonna stay, but the claim that I've been working, I'm gonna break it any day.
When I do, I'll come riding home to you with silk and satin clothes and this lonely miner's song for you.
As I make my way back home with gifts and gold-filled saddlebags drifting down from the mother lode, I dream of the girl who's waiting in that sweet Vermilion land, and the feeling I get when I see her face and I hold her once again.
Now I'm through and I'm riding home to you with silk and satin clothes and this lonely miner's song for you.
Is true and steady, there ain't no way it can fade. But if you leave your woman alone too long, she's bound to stray. Now my journey's done and my true love's gone, she's gone without a trace. And I'd give all my gold to hold her close and feel her warm embrace.
Without you, there's no home to ride to. With silk and satin clothes and this lonely miner's song for you.
Lonely miner's song for you.
Well, Peter McLaughlin with a lovely song there, lovely guitar picking, and you've heard that voice before with some of the Sonoran Dogs material that I've played on the show. Here's one from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded 2008 for the Way Down South album, and it turned up again on the Anthology album, and it's called Ever Since the Day I First Met You.
Lately I've been living such a quiet life, I know there's gonna be some changes soon. I've had the feeling things would soon be different ever since the day I first met you.
My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, little things become worthwhile ever since the day I first met you.
I remember first time that I saw you, you smiled and said a kind of shy hello. I don't recall our little conversation, but said now there's someone I'd like to know.
My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no
longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, little things become worthwhile, ever since the day I first met you. Since that day we've done so much together. I'm so happy when I'm spending time with you. There's no excuse for feeling sad and lonely ever since the day I first met you.
My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, little things become worthwhile, ever since the day I first met you. My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, little things become worthwhile, ever since the day I first met you.
A little bit of New Zealand bluegrass there for you. I hope you enjoyed that. And by the way, I wrote that song, so isn't that nice? Nice hearing the band do one of your own songs. Big shout out to all the people listening on the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. This program appears at different times of the day and night throughout many Access Radio stations in New Zealand, from where it originates, Free FM 89.0, right down to Otago and Wellington and Southland and Wairarapa, Christchurch, all sorts of places. Thanks very much for tuning in. All the Access Radio stations in Canada as well, thank you very much for listening to a New Zealander's take on bluegrass music. And of course, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thank you very much for having my approach to bluegrass music. I've loved listening to bluegrass since the 1960s, and I still enjoy the music. And there's lots of people listening on podcasts. I appreciate you having your little telephone or your computer tuned into the podcast and picking me up on that. Thank you very much. If you want to record a station ID, say your name and where you're from, and that you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trendworth as the host, and you enjoy the program, and send that in to me at paultrendworth@gmail.com. I'll say that again, paultrendworth@gmail.com. Send in your voice take, and you might hear it sooner or later on the program. That'd be lovely. Let's listen to Laurie Lewis again from the album Restless Rambling Heart. Here she is doing a tune called Bowling Green. Goes like this. Laurie Lewis. She said she learned that from the singing of Cousin Emmy with the new Lost City Ramblers and thought that she could do a good job of it too. I think I've probably got the Lost City Ramblers doing that tune. Ah, here's a tune that I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing. Doc Watson, Alan O'Brien singing harmony together on the tune Foggy Mountain Top, which has always been one of my favourites. And this is David Grisman, Home is Where the Heart is the name of the album. And in it, David gets to play some really good bluegrass music with some of his favourite musicians. There's a list too long to read out here. But as I said, on this one, he's with Doc Watson and Alan O'Brien, and David Grisman is, of course, playing the mandolin. Here's Foggy Mountain Top.
If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Well, if I had to listen to what Mama said, I would not be here today, lying around this old jailhouse, a-weeping my sweet life away. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Pick it, David. There's something you can tell her, that she need not to fool her time away just to court some other feller. She called me to weep and she called me to mourn. She called me to leave my home to them lonesome pines and them good old times. I'm on my way back home. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Let's bring it together. Whenever you go away courting, boys, let me tell you how to do. Pull off that long tail rouster, put on your navy blue. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best.
Well, isn't that some nice music? Beautiful mandolin playing by David Grisman and just the best singing you can imagine from Doc Watson, Alan O'Brien. Right, we'll just get set up for an album that I really used to enjoy right through the 1970s, and that's one of the Marshall family. This album is called Come Springtime, and it's a lovely song. Every song on the album is just lovely. The Marshall family was David Marshall, who also played banjo. Judy Marshall played rhythm guitar. C. Marshall played lead guitar. And Danny Marshall played mandolin. And Ben Marshall played bass. And David also got to play some mandolin, lead guitar at times, and they all sang and had a magic family blend to their voices. And I've picked a song called Children Go Where I Send Thee from the Marshall family. Have a listen.
Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how
will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee one by one, because the one was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how
will I send thee? Oh,
I'm going to send thee two by two, because the two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee 3 by 3, 'cause the 3 was the Hebrew children, 2 was Paul and Silas, 1 was the little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee 4 by 4, 'cause the 4 was the 4 that stood at the door. 3 was the Hebrew children, 2 was the Paul and Silas, 1 was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10, 'cause 10 was the 10 commandments, 9 was the 9 that stood in the line, 8 was the 8 that waited at the gate, 7 was the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 was the 6 that didn't get fixed, 5 was the 5 that came back alive, 4 was the 4 that stood at the door, 3 was the Hebrew children, 2 was Paul and Silas,
1 was the little bitty baby
born.
Children born in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem.
Oh, wasn't that pretty? Gosh, I just love the way they do their harmonies there. Well, you'll be listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. It's just about time to go. I think we'll take it out with Penn McLaughlin, and this is a story about the outlaw Cole Younger, and it's just called Cole Younger. Penn McLaughlin does a fine job of singing the song. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next time.
Man, Cole Younger is my name. Crimes and depredations have brought my friends to shame. For the robbing of the Northfield Bank, that I can't deny. And now I'm down in prison, in Stillwater Jail I lie. It's of a gold high robbery, a story I will tell, of a California miner upon him I befell. We robbed him of his money and bade him go his way. For that I will be sorry until my dying day. Texas, that good old Lone Star State, but on Nebraska's prairies, the James boys we did meet. With knives, guns, and pistols, we all sat down to play. A drinking of good whiskey to pass the time away. The Union Pacific Railway was the next we did surprise. The crimes done by our bloody hands bring tears to my eyes. The engineer, the fireman killed, the conductor escaped alive. And now the bones lie moldering beneath Nebraska sky. Up our horses northward we did ride, into Minnesota with 6 guns at our side. My eye was on the Northfield Bank, and Brother Bob did say, Cole, if we undertake the job, we'll surely rue the day. But I stationed out my pickets and up to the bank to go. Was there upon the counter we struck our fatal blow. Just hand over your money and make no more delay.
We are the younger James gang. We spend no time in play. Steel refused our noted ban. Jesse James fired the shot to kill that noble man. We run for life, or death was near, 400 on our trail. We soon were overtaken and landed safe in jail. I am a desperate highwayman, Poe Younger is my name. Crimes and depredations have led my friends to shame. In Stillwater jail I lie wearing my life away. The James boys live to tell the tale of that sad and fatal day.